This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
This weekend, especially Saturday, the No Kings protests were happening all across the country. Huge turnout. I was at the one in Scranton. There were thousands of people there. It was pretty well attended. Also, Wilkes-Barre. And the Wilkes-Barre protest ended up getting some national attention when city police arrested a man who flashed a gun to the people who were protesting on Public Square. And they had said at the time information would be released in a post on Facebook. I didn't get a chance to see
this. Yeah, I was going
to
go look at it real quick.
But they say the man flashed his gun while in a red Jeep furnished with Trump flags. And, you know, someone went to the police station to file the report, said the man who flashed the gun, they said, "We were marching peacefully along the street, up rolls a Jeep with Trump flags. We started hooting and hollering a little bit. Next thing you know, he starts flashing the gun. I told them, put the gun down and fight like a man." That's not the answer either.
Mm.
Of course, he kept flashing his gun because, you know, being the tough guy that he was. Immediately, police were called in, took care of the situation. They took him into the custody. So, again, there were where I was at in Scranton, many, many peaceful people there, smiling, happy, not hating America in any way, shape or form. Lots of flags. Nobody got paid that I saw. Asked a few people myself.
How much did you make?
Nobody,
nothing, me too.
Nobody gets paid. And if you looked at the signs, it would be pretty apparent. Some people just took the back of a cardboard box and wrote something on it. However, you know, in Scranton when I was there, I went over by the Bolus's truck was across from the main stage area of this thing. And I was trying to get a video of, you know, it to put up. And I did put it up on our Facebook page if you want to take a look at it. So a nice, you know, did a pan of the crowd and such. And this guy who was over on that side is like, "Who are you with? Are you with us or are you with them?" And I'm like thinking, who's us, who's them? Because I didn't know I was on a side where it was us or them. I
still
was
America.
And I said, I'm like pointing and I pointed over and I go, "Them?" And he's like, "Oh, okay." And then he goes, "It's all fine. Like, I can respect people with differences of opinion." I said, "That's good. That's the way it should be, you know."
That's the greatest thing I've heard, because I didn't see a lot of craziness other than there were some people seemed to be trying to bait each other around the country. But it doesn't seem like it kind of turned into anything worse.
Well, I will say that was one person. So then
sure,
I went over to the other side. And there were, like I said, lots and lots of people there. And there were a few people over by the Bolus truck.
Yeah.
And they were shouting some things over to the crowd. And then there were a few people in the crowd who'd shout back. And I'm like, I'm not into that shouting or anything. I think we can all just get along, right? I would hope we
could. That's an optimistic take. But yeah, that's in theory we should.
But there were no issues. Cops didn't have to be called out. In fact, I saw very few. They would drive around. I did see a few walk by once. But it was a pretty peaceful, fun, loving, dancing, waving flags crowd. Unfortunately, in Wilkes-Barre, it got crazy. There's no reason why anybody needs to be pulling out guns we just should not be doing that. Please, let's not do that. Meanwhile, in national news that day, if you didn't see it, our president put out an AI video of him with a crown flying in a plane, dropping crap over protesters and one in particular who's on the left. I mean, this is the America we're in right now, where our president hates half of the country. He literally would crap on them if he could. And a part of me knows that he does this to troll, but it's really a sad statement in this world today. The same people who didn't like being called deplorable, the same people who didn't like, you know, being called garbage, are the same people that are okay with their president pooping on people that don't agree with him. And that's just, again, it's the disrespect that you have for somebody. It's very sad. But I think he also wants to take the attention away from the fact that so many people, huge crowds, you see them in Boston and in New York City and Washington, D.C. And it was like just crazy amount of people coming out. And look at the videos. Look at the pictures. These are not people who hate America. These are not people who are terrorists or evil or just horrible human beings. These are your fellow citizens who disagree. And do they deserve a president who thinks so little of them that he would post something like that?
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.